Let's just try again.
I was so confused. I don't always tell bad jokes, but when I do, he laughs.
What's up, podcasters? Welcome to another episode of the Applesauce Podcast. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Mike.
Just kidding, guys. I'm Mike.
And I'm Aaron.
And we are your wonderful hosts today. We would like to thank you for downloading and listening. And please take a moment and hit subscribe so that you never, ever miss a single episode. And we would also love it if you would take the time to rate and review us. The higher the rating, the easier it is for others to find this podcast. And the more listeners we have, the more episodes we can produce for you. It's a win-win for everyone.
Yay.
All right. If you're ready, Aaron, I say we jump right in.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. How about a few would you rather questions? Aaron, would you rather have infinite knowledge or infinite wealth?
Infinite knowledge could get me infinite wealth.
But if you have infinite wealth, you don't need infinite wealth.
But if I have infinite knowledge, I get both of them at the same time.
But you've got to work to get infinite wealth. If you've got infinite wealth, do you need infinite knowledge?
Well,
I mean, if the point of your infinite knowledge is to get you infinite wealth, then just take the infinite wealth to start with, and you've already reached your destination.
However, you can also gain other things with said infinite knowledge.
Like
anything you really want.
Maybe. Yeah, but that's infinite knowledge, not infinite wisdom. So just because you know something doesn't mean you know how to apply it or use it.
Yes, but at the same time, you should... Well, wisdom isn't necessarily applying something. Wisdom is knowing how your actions affect other people. So at the same time, you could know how to do something, even if it has a bad effect on other people, you know, it benefits you.
What's it saying is, was it knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to put it in the fruit salad.
Yeah.
Isn't that how that goes?
I think so, something like that.
Yeah. So just because you have infinite knowledge doesn't mean you're guaranteed infinite wealth. Right? You're not guaranteed it. So, for me, I think I'd just take the infinite wealth, and then I don't really need the knowledge. It's not saying if you take the wealth, you're going to lose all knowledge. I just keep the knowledge I have, give me infinite wealth, and then I can move on.
Well, with infinite knowledge, you could then apply that to careers that pay more, such as being a doctor or some sort of very high paying profession, and from there you don't necessarily have infinite wealth, but you have about all the money you could want.
Yeah, but infinite wealth, I just retire now and I'm done. I can enjoy life. I don't have to work.
That's true.
I mean granted, if you want to be like the helper type person, you know, infinite wealth, I can donate and give away and help people a lot. But infinite knowledge, you could probably end up working towards the cure for cancer or the cure for the Alzheimer's, or, you know, you could develop cures for diseases, illnesses, whatever. You could help people in a greater capacity than just giving them money.
If you were to have infinite wealth, however, and you were to retire now, enjoy the rest of your life, at some point, wouldn't it become almost just as bad as if you were working every day? Because boredom eventually would take over. You've done everything you wanted to do. Now what?
Well, with infinite wealth, I don't know if I'd be bored, because I would just go do something different. I think the difference with retirement a lot of times for people is they don't have infinite wealth, so they have to limit what they can do. But when you have infinite wealth, I'd spend a year in a different country. Although I don't really want to take out the countries, but maybe I'd spend a year in different states. I'd buy a house here and buy a house there, and I could just live wherever. I get bored of the beach, I would go to the mountains. I get bored of the mountains, I would head to... What else is there besides the beach and the mountains? I would head to a cornfield somewhere.
California.
Well, that's the beach and the mountains there, you know. Is there anything in between? I don't know if I would go to the city, but if I wanted to live in the city and I got bored of the city, I'd go out and live in the country. You know, you could just... You could, with infinite wealth, the possibilities to me are limitless.
But at the same time, what happens once you've visited every state? You've bought everything.
Then I'm probably dead.
Well, you've visited every country. You've gotten bored of everything. What do you do from there?
I build a rocket ship and I go to Mars.
But in order to have that rocket ship, you need knowledge.
I just need the wealth to pay for the people that have the knowledge. I can just hire all the scientists and engineers that I need to build.
Therefore, giving them infinite wealth.
Well, I'm not knowledge. Paying them. I'm paying them a finite amount, so they have finite wealth.
But they have... They can get you...
But while they're working, salary. I'm still enjoying life. I'm just kicked back on a beach somewhere, watching the sunrise, and turn a chair around and watch the sunset.
I just don't see the point of...
For me, I want infinite wealth.
Yeah, I'd stick with infinite knowledge.
All right, we can agree to disagree. All right, next one, Aaron. Would you rather give bad advice or take bad advice?
Give, in a heartbeat.
So you want to be thought of as the bad advice giver?
Yeah, because if I take bad advice, it hurts me.
But if you give bad advice, it gives you a bad image to others. So are you...
People just won't ask me for advice.
I guess.
So, like, if you need help with something... Sometimes, if you're always getting bad advice, then there's no point in asking for help. However, if you always give bad advice, they just don't ask you for help. They ask someone else.
I guess you're right. If you're giving bad advice, it just hurts them. It hurts your image, but it really hurts them. If you take bad advice, it hurts you. So I think I agree with you. I'd rather give the bad advice than take it. I don't care what people think about me. I want to be happy. All right. All right, would you rather drink all of your food from a baby bottle for an entire month or wear visible diapers for an entire month?
Drink all my food from a baby bottle. Chewing, shmooing. What's it going to do to my image? I mean...
It's not the image, though, but it means you're on a completely liquid diet for a month. Because you can't put solid foods in a baby bottle and eat in and consume it.
Put it in a blender.
So you're going to blend all your foods. That would be awful.
That's what some people do anyway. They only drink smoothies.
I know, but I'm not one of those. I like solid foods.
I mean, it's just for a month. You have to keep that in mind.
A month's a long time, though, because you're eating three times a day at least. So now you're at lunch and you're the one sitting there sucking off a baby bottle and people are looking at you.
You're the one sucking off a hot dog smoothie.
Yeah, no, that sounds awful.
It sounds pretty good to me.
If I'm just wearing diapers, you know what? Maybe I'm just making a fashion statement. Because they're going to be visible, which means they're going to be outside. So they're not really functional diapers. They're just over top my pants, I'm assuming, they're visible.
But
so it's just a look.
If you were to go out in public and just walking around with your visible diaper, you'd automatically get judged. People would automatically think, I don't really want to be around that person. However, if you're drinking all of your food out of a baby bottle, people only see it during meal times.
Yeah, but I could just stay home for a month. It's only a month. I don't have to go out.
Like you said, a month is a long time.
No, I could just not. But I think I could stay sheltered for a month and not really see many people easier than I could go on a completely liquid diet for a month. I'm taking the diaper.
I've got to take the liquid diet.
All right. All right, our last would you rather question today. Would you rather wear a cape or an eye patch for an entire month with no explanations?
An eye patch would be so cool.
So would a cape.
Yeah, but like, there'd be some points where a cape would get weird.
An eye patch wouldn't.
No, an eye patch is awesome. Thinking you lose all of your depth perception.
So basically, do you want to be a pirate or a superhero for a month?
You don't have to be a pirate. You could just be a man who lost their eye in the Great War.
But they're going to look at you and go, you weren't in a Great War, Aaron.
Theoretically, there's no explanations. So they make up whatever fantasy stories they want.
So you walk in and see your friends tomorrow and all of a sudden you have an eye patch.
That'd be pretty cool. They'd be like, whoa, Aaron, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen. However, if I walked in with a cape, they'd be like,
whoa, Aaron, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
No, it'd be, Aaron, you weirdo, why are you wearing a cape?
I think they'd be like, you weirdo, why are you wearing an eye patch that you don't need to be wearing?
I could say, I have to wear it.
No, no explanation.
It's not an explanation. I do have to wear it.
You can't refer to it at all. You have to act like it's not even there.
I just say, what eye patch?
Yeah, exactly. Aaron, why are you wearing an eye patch? What eye patch? I'm not wearing an eye patch. What? I don't see anything.
You're wearing an eye patch.
But then someone can sneak up beside you, you know, and they can sneak up on you from that side because you've lost all vision from one side of your face.
How often a day do people sneak up to your side to the point where you need your peripheral vision?
Well, they don't because I have both functioning eyes, but if I didn't, I think it would happen more often.
If you didn't have both function, well, how often in a day do you use both functional eyes to stop such attacks?
Constantly. I am constantly on alert.
Constant?
Yes, I am constantly on alert, looking out both sides. You're always looking at your eyes. You're driving. You're looking and you're using your peripheral vision. Yeah, people can't see that on the podcast. This is an audio, not a visual one.
Still, I don't see it.
Okay, well, I'm taking the cape.
Why? Why do you want the cape?
People will think I'm a superhero.
So you're going to walk into Kroger with a cape and a visible diaper on... But then you're going to be spending stacks and stacks of cash with your infinite wealth.
I don't care. If I've got a cape and a diaper, I don't care what they think about me.
And someone's going to say, hey, bro, what do I do with this? And you're going to give them absolutely terrible advice.
It's true. It's all right. It's not affecting me because I've got infinite wealth, so I don't care. All right. Let's move on to some useless facts. Here's a good one for you. This is according to a 2017 study. The average adult spends more time on the toilet than they do exercising. And I've got a few details here for you. The average adult spends about 3 hours and 9 minutes on the toilet each week and only 1 hour, 30 minutes exercising each week. So that's like twice as much time on the toilet than you do exercising.
Well, you have to use the toilet multiple times daily, whereas you're only supposed to exercise once a day.
Yeah, but I was thinking 3 hours and 9 minutes on the toilet for a week. That's like not quite 30 minutes a day. I guess that's not as bad as you think.
You get into a good book, you know, you're sitting on the toilet for a couple hours. You know?
It's not healthy sitting on the toilet for a couple hours. You're going to have issues.
You're playing too much Clash Royale.
On the toilet?
Yeah.
You know, you can play that outside the bathroom as well, right?
Yeah, but like you get into it, you know?
Maybe we should start installing like exercise machines on the toilet so that you can have like a bike pedals or a row machine or something. So while you're using the toilet, you could exercise and then we can take advantage of that time and balance those numbers out.
Or just install like a really loud like alarm on the toilet. So after you've been on there for like 30 minutes, it goes, ah, and like it ejects you and you have to get up.
I hope you've wiped before then.
It'll be like 5 minutes remaining. And then that's when you start wiping.
All right. So we're going to move on. This is going the wrong way. All right. Did you know, Aaron, that your fingernails grow faster on your dominant hand?
Well.
And apparently, the longer fingers grow faster than your shorter fingers also.
What if someone doesn't necessarily have a dominant? What if they're, what's it called?
Ambidextrous?
Ambidextrous.
Then I guess they all grow the same rate. I don't know. I didn't make this up. This is just facts. I didn't create this. All right. The next one. The inventor of Pringles is buried in a Pringles can.
Wait.
Apparently, the gentleman who invented Pringles... one of his dying wishes was to be buried in a Pringles can, so he was cremated, and his family stopped at a Walgreens and and bought a can of Pringles to bury him, to put his ashes in and bury him in. And it did turn out it was a can of regular Pringles, because they were debating over what flavor to get and realized it had to be the original can. It couldn't be like a sour cream and onion or a cheddar or barbecue, so it's an original
I can imagine his family sitting in the car like... No, I want the last chip.
I'm hoping they took the chips out before they put the ashes in, but it didn't really specify.
Well, they could have eaten the chips on the way to the graveyard, and then they...
Maybe he's buried with the chips. Maybe his ashes are in there seasoning the chips.
Maybe, No, that wouldn't... Well, what if they fed it to him and then he was cremated?
You can't feed a dead person something. You just, I mean...
You shove it down their throat.
Well, that's not really feeding. That's just shoving food down a dead person. That's probably, like, against the law somewhere.
What law?
There's got to be a law somewhere. All right. Next useless fact, Aaron. Did you know Captain Crunch has a name? His full name is Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch.
I thought his full name was Captain Crunch.
It's not. And it's not just Captain, C-A-P apostrophe, and it's Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch. So he actually has a legit name. Captain Crunch is not just Captain Crunch. He's Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch.
Does he have a lineage? Like, I want to meet Captain Crunch's father.
I don't know. I mean, would he be a kid? He'd probably be Admiral Crunch, though, wouldn't he?
Would he, or would he just be Mr. Crunch?
I guess it's true. He doesn't have to be outrank him, does he?
Yeah, and Mrs. Crunch.
Mr. and Mrs. Crunch.
Yeah.
All right, our last and final useless fact. Aaron, birthday cake and bubblegum are flavors. But birthday cake and bubblegum can be any flavor. Think about that.
Well, I assume when you talk birthday cake, I understand, but bubblegum, when you talk about bubblegum, you're talking about bubblegum, not
I mean, you can buy bubblegum flavored candy canes or bubblegum flavored ice cream.
Yeah.
Or bubblegum flavored jelly beans, but yet bubblegum can be any kind. You can have watermelon bubblegum and strawberry bubblegum and grape. So bubblegum is a flavor, but bubblegum can be any flavor.
But I assume it's like bubblegum.
Which could be anything.
Bubblegum.
Which could be any flavor.
But you understand what I'm saying, right? The bubblegum flavor.
I do, but you understand what I'm saying, right? That bubblegum can be any flavor.
Yeah, but I feel like that'd be more considered... People refer to different flavors as gum rather than bubblegum.
What about birthday cake?
Birthday cake, I totally understand as could be being different flavors. But usually when they refer to it as confetti, vanilla, whatever-ish.
So when you think of birthday cake, you think of the confetti, vanilla
Yeah, cake. When birthday is associated with cake, I automatically think of that white vanilla with colored speckles in it. However...
But you've had birthday cakes that were other flavors, right?
Yes.
So, but it's still a birthday cake, right?
Yeah, but it's one of those things where it's just the mass populace accepts it.
So because you think it happens, you now assume the mass populace agrees with you.
Well, imagine, like, we don't label it vanilla, birthday cake, bubblegum.
No, that's what I'm saying. We don't label it. We just say birthday cake and bubblegum.
So everyone automatically accepts it as bubblegum, meaning the...
For me growing up, a birthday cake was a yellow cake with chocolate icing. That was a birthday cake my mom makes for all of us all the time. But there was no confetti. We didn't have confetti cakes and stuff. That was too fancy.
If you get birthday cake flavored ice cream, do you expect it to be yellow with chocolate in it?
I don't usually get birthday cake flavored ice cream. I usually get like vanilla ice cream to go along with.
What do you picture a birthday cake ice cream looking like?
I would say it probably has to have some sort of sprinkle or some sort of candy texture to it to give it some crunch. And then it's going to be like a. I mean, it could still be. I don't know if it has to be vanilla.
It's white of some sort. Otherwise, they specify chocolate birthday cake. Or strawberry birthday cake.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Birthday cake and bubblegum can be any flavor, yet they are flavors.
That is true.
All right, we're going to move on now to a new segment. And this is just simply titled, Dad Jokes. I will start here for you, Aaron, okay? What is the most remarkable invention of the last 100 years? A dry erase board. Think about it. The most remarkable invention. Dry erase board. Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it? Yeah, I thought so.
How do you measure a red hot chili pepper?
I don't know.
Give it away now.
Okay, that was bad, but that was good. Okay. All right, the other day I was watching TV when my wife yelled, "You haven't listened to one word I've said, have you?" And I thought, that's a strange way to start a conversation.
I was addicted to the hokey pokey, but I turned myself around.
This is headed the wrong direction. Just wait. Why did Mozart hate chickens? Because when he asked them who their favorite composer was, they said, Bach, Bach, Bach. That was awful. That was so awful. I can't believe I said that.
Why did the hipster fall in the lake?
I don't know.
He went ice skating before it was cool.
All right, what's the best way to burn 1,000 calories?
What?
Leave the pizza in the oven.
Why did the old man fall in the well? Because he could not seal that well. Because he could not see that well.
I got it the first time. It was still just as bad. I still got it. All right. What's the difference between a poorly dressed man on a tricycle and a well-dressed man on a bicycle?
What's the difference?
A tire. Your turn.
Every day at 9 a.m., I go to my job at the watch factory. It's like clockwork.
Which bear is the most condescending?
Which bear?
A panda.
What do you call a group of Nazi birds?
I don't know.
The Gestapo.
That was bad. Okay. Why do nurses carry red markers?
Why?
Sometimes they have to draw blood.
A pun walks into a bar and killed 10 people. Pun intended.
Gosh. Pun intended. Jeez. What would the Terminator be called after he retired?
What?
The Exterminator.
What subject does Dr. Pepper specialize in?
I don't know what.
Physics.
Oh, jeez. Did you hear about the kidnapping at school? It's fine. He woke up.
I was helping my friend move when I accidentally dropped his box of vinyl down a long flight of stairs. The fall was record-breaking.
My boss told me to have a good day, so I went home.
What do you call a parallelogram that's also your parents' mother? A parallelogramma.
I've been thinking about taking up I've been thinking about taking up meditation. It's better than sitting around and doing nothing all day.
How many idiots does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Jeez. Okay, brace yourself for this one here, okay? What did the custodian say when he jumped out of the closet? Supplies!
Most people know some peanuts are assaulted, but do you know which vegetable did it? Beats me.
How does a penguin build its house? It glues it together.
Gerrymandering. Where do we draw the line?
What do sprinters eat before a race? Nothing. They fast.
I place guitar picks on unsuspecting people. I'm a pickpocket.
What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday? Aye, matey. Think about it. I'm 80. Aye, matey. Gotta get the pirate accent going there.
I don't always tell dad jokes, but when I do, he laughs.
Alright, I bought a pair of shoes from a drug dealer. I don't know what he laced them with, but I've been tripping all day.
We all know about Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Have you heard of Cole's Law?
No, I haven't.
It's thinly sliced cabbage.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Sorry. I tried to buy some camouflage the other day, but I couldn't find any.
50 Cent just went bankrupt. He's now called 25 Cent.
I lost my job at the bank the other day. A lady asked me to check her balance, so I pushed her over.
Got together with some family to devour some barbecue today. It was a quick meeting.
You know, today my daughter asked, can I have a bookmark? I burst into tears. I mean, she's 12 years old and she still doesn't know that my name is Mike.
My friends are getting tired of daylight saving jokes. They might clock me.
I might clock you for that joke. All right, what's the best part about living in Switzerland?
What?
I don't know, but the flag's a big plus. I hope we don't have any Switzerland listeners, because they might not be happy about that.
My wife and kids told me to stop singing Christmas songs. They said, it's March. Save it for the one day it is Christmas. I said, oh, I wish it could be Christmas every day.
Nah. Nah. All right, a couple more here. When a woman is giving birth, she is literally kidding. All right, here's a...
Did you hear Chris Evans died of a gunshot wound while traveling abroad? Might have turned out better if he was Captain America.
Oh, all right, last one I got, and I'll give you one more if you want it. So today I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'll let you know.
My wife told me to take the spider out instead of killing him. Went out, had a few drinks. Nice guy, he's a web designer.
Okay, I think we're going to leave it at that. All right, well, that's all, folks. Thank you again for downloading and listening. If you have any questions, comments, or especially any complaints, please send them directly to Aaron at theapplesaucepod@gmail.com.
They're going to have a lot of complaints after those jokes.
Especially yours. Maybe some groans or something. I don't know. You know what? Send us your best dad jokes. How about that? Send us your best dad jokes. If you've got some would you rather questions or any question that you really just need an answer for, we're your guys. Send it to us. We'll answer them for you. All right. Again, that's theapplesaucepod@gmail.com.
Theapplesaucepod@gmail.com.
All right. We're out of here.
See ya.
Pretty useless.